that's all of a sudden brought up the AOL site.
Throw it.
It's like you can see good from here and then progressively get me some. It'll get, he was talking, Dr. Nate said it did that. But it's going to probably do.
Dave, you gotta use different.
Huh?
You gotta use a different.
You do, that doesn't work.
No.
Here.
Was it SMS?
Yes.
He actually had a handheld one time. He had a handheld one time and the guy said.
Banging on the table.
Change things here?
No, we got.
Oh, okay, thank you.
We lost both routers in the same storm, so, and only one was available. You good over there now? Okay. It is 7:01. I'm going to call the Seymour Common Council meeting to order for July the 10th, 2023. I'll invite Pastor Tyler Talbert up to lead us in the invocation. All rise.
Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for our wonderful city of Seymour, Indiana. Thank you for our city leaders and officials, Lord, and I pray that you would bless them, and I pray that you would help tonight's meeting to be productive, and Lord, I just pray that you would continue to lead them. I thank you for the opportunity to pray with them and for them, and I thank you for them making that a priority. And Lord, I just thank you so much for how good you are, and Lord, I pray all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please, Mrs. Pulford.
Mr. Story.
Here.
Mr. Cunningham.
Here.
Mr. Wheeler.
Here.
Mr. Hackney.
Here.
Mr. Hubbard.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Early.
Here.
Sounds like everyone is here or present and accounted for. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Reports from committees, boards, and commissions. Mr. Story.
None.
Mr. Cunningham. Mr. Wheeler.
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney.
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard.
Yeah.
And Mr. Davidson.
I do. I'd like to make a motion to open the statement of benefits from Walmart.
A motion and a second to open the statement of benefits for Walmart. One real estate, one personal, Mr. Kevin Porter, Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham,
yes.
Mr. Wheeler,
yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
And Mr. Erling?
Yes.
We will open the statement of benefits for Walmart.
Mr. Plump.
Thank you very much. Jim Plump of Jackson County Industrial Development Corporation and joined this evening by some representatives of Walmart. Really excited tonight to come to you with the news of pretty significant investment that Walmart plans at the distribution center here in Seymour. You'll note that under personal property, the company is looking at an investment of $101 million in logistics equipment, in addition to $2 million in IT equipment. And as normal, when we request 10-year abatement, We have confirmed that this is just not software, this is hardware, so there is a 10-year life expectancy for the IT equipment. In addition to the personal property, you will note on real property, the company is looking at an estimated $5 million investment as well. So obviously, putting all of that together, an investment of $106 million. This project, I'm pleased to say, will also be a multi-year project, so very good possibility that in the coming years, probably maybe 25, 26, you will be seeing Walmart again in front of you with additional investment as they work to modernize the distribution center here. The project is estimated to begin January 1st of 24, although the reason for them coming here tonight is that there may be some preliminary work that is done in the second half of 23, and we had talked with them about going ahead and getting the abatement approved this evening so that they would not have to worry about any expenditures occurring before abatement was granted. So the majority of this will occur in 2024. Although no new jobs are promised as a result of this, this will allow Walmart to retain their current number of employees of 914 with average salaries of $50,722. I would also point out that that is just the Walmart and not Walmart Transportation. Walmart Transportation would add another 200 to 300 people to that. So Walmart, obviously one of our very good and major employers in Seymour. So we would request a 10-year abatement on this. And I would like to introduce Kevin Porter. Kevin Porter is senior manager of Walmart Tax, who came in from Arkansas today to attend this meeting tonight. Kevin.
Nice to be here. I'm excited to be here as well and announce a significant investment in the community, and a lot of it's going to be related to really enhancing the site. It's relatively older, but we wanted to invest here, and now we're announcing it, and really just making a significant investment so that the efficiency of the site will be better.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. Anybody from the council have any questions regarding the Walmart statement of benefits here?
Just out of curiosity, you're making an investment, you don't plan on changing the amount of jobs. Can you, a little more in depth as far as, I would assume more automation, but that's not going to cut any jobs, is that correct?
That's not, the plan is to keep relatively the same amount of headcount, yes.
So it isn't mainly in automation or how?
There is some automation equipment, yes, but like I said, it's going to really enhance the facility. There are some improvements that need to be made, a lot of new equipment to kind of get up to speed on the technology piece of the equipment to make it more efficient. But yes, automation is a piece of it, but not the whole piece.
And so that not having a reduction or sticking with 914 is planned over the entire abatement, is that correct?
Over this first abatement.
Okay.
Plus or minus, we don't know what the future holds, obviously, and a lot of that's going to be dictated on, you know, macro factors and volume at the site, but it's our intention, plus or minus.
Yeah. So I really kind of like geek out on some of this supply chain management stuff. It's really cool. What other kind of infrastructure around, not just in your four walls, but are there any other improvements that you're making to the property in any way?
There's no square footage being added, so I'm just the tax guy, so let me just preface that.
Okay.
Preface that, but from my understanding, there's no square footage added. It's basically more or less a retrofitting of the existing footprint.
And what do you know, if does it increase volume?
Yes, that's the intent.
Yeah. So
pretty much, though, my understanding, again, I'm not the supply chain guy, A lot of the premise is to increase the volume and the throughput of the facility.
That's really cool. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions from council members?
No, Seth. Mine
both of those gentlemen touched on. So, right. Any questions from the council? All right, seeing no questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve the statement of benefits for Walmart for the one real estate and one person.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wither?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-0.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
I have nothing further.
Mr. Early?
No.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. If any of the council members would be interested, would you give them a tour of the existing facility so they can have a reference for later?
As long as you reach out in advance.
Yeah, well, no, I know, yeah, don't just show up, guys. If you are interested, let me know, and I will get you in touch. But because your current system was absolutely amazing when it was put in, and I can't imagine what the next generation of it's going to look like. So I spent a little bit of time in your building when I was younger. So sorry. No public hearings tonight. Old business. Mr. Story.
Yes. I ask for second reading of ordinance number 15, council bill number 29. Go ahead. By title only.
Second.
Motion and a second to hear second reading of ordinance 15, council bill 29 as amended. Mr. Story.
Thanks for that. That was the last part. So we're looking again at modifying our schedule 6 speed limits in that section.
Yes.
Which in.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard? Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 15, council bill number 29 as amended. Back to you, Mr. Story.
Yeah, so we're looking at schedule. Chapter 74 is schedule 6, speed limits. So what we're talking about is modifying the current speed limit that is posted at 30 up back to 45, 300 feet south of, help me, Matt.
Gaynell Drive.
Gaynell Drive. Any questions from council? Any questions from the audience?
I have a question. We briefly discussed last time of moving that up more north, didn't we? To
correct.
Like
475?
Yeah. What was the
so plus? 475 was our city limits previously.
Okay.
And which is where 30 miles took, 45 took over from 30. So what we're.
I thought the speed limit previous, or the city limits was the creek on the fire station.
Perhaps it was.
Yeah.
45 took over at the city limits.
Yeah.
So what we're suggesting is to go past the neighborhood where there's residential area, keep that 30 miles an hour until traffic would pass the residential area and it returns to 45.
Okay.
All the way out through to the.
To the T, right?
Yeah,
essentially, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Any questions or comments from the audience? Hearing none, I ask that we pass on second reading ordinance number 15, council bill number 29 as amended.
Second.
Motion to pass ordinance number 15, council bill number 29. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 15, council bill number 29, passes second reading on 7-10.
That's all for me.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah, I would ask that we untable ordinance number 14, council bill number 28.
Second. Motion and a second to untable 1428. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Okay.
I would ask that for the second reading of ordinance number 14, council bill number 28.
Second.
Motion and a second to have the second reading of ordinance number 14, council bill number 28. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
An ordinance amending Seymour City Code to create Chapter 118 to require a permit for short-term rentals and establish fines, and to amend Chapter 36 to establish a short-term rental permit fee. Just of note, this will be the first vote, since it was tabled before vote last time. Back to you, Mr. Cunningham.
So much of this was discussed last meeting. There were some concerns brought up, there were a few changes made. I guess, council, do you have any questions concerning any of the changes or anything that was in there prior?
If we go ahead and the city's going to do an inspection yearly, does that open us up for liability?
I think we talked about it at the plan commission meeting, and the answer was no, right? I mean, it's like that when you get a building permit, but we're not guaranteeing that, you know,
That was my concern, was that if it gets inspected and we say, yeah, it's safe and it's good, and we have an accident occurrence or something.
Well, no, I think it's just like anything else. You can, as soon as that inspection's over, anybody can change anything, and you're now not compliant. So no legal recourse on our side.
Well, that was what I was wondering. Yeah.
Anything else from council? Anything from the audience?
I'm just curious, this is Tyler Winkle, 415 West 4th Street. Curious what changes were made.
Your concern over the point of the hourly rental, it has to be 24 hours.
So basically,
you changed some of the language.
One guest per day, depending on the amount, but one.
One rental agreement.
And then what about the language as far as like the advertising?
It still says such as. So,
what's that mean?
Well, such as anything that is renting, offering a short-term rental would be a such as.
Online or anywhere?
Anywhere. It doesn't say anything.
Posted on a sign out front of your house.
Yep.
Okay. Just as long as, I mean, does that need to be in the actual document?
There's a definition section, and I think that it's, sorry, let me get my Google file open.
We have an ordinance restricting signage, though, as well.
Yes.
Which is a separate matter, but in that case.
I think, not to be a dead horse, but my concern with the such as is when concerns have been brought up about the qualification that someone has to engage in to be screened by Airbnb or Vrbo or such in order to be allowed to stay in one of those places, they're more lengthy than if someone just comes up and says, hey, I see you have a sign on your front door, you're permitted as an overnight stay, can I stay here? And if that, you know, if that's what someone next to a school wants to do, then at that point in time, there's no qualifications process for someone to stay overnight at that place next door to a school, no background check needed, just, you know, yeah, sure, keys in the lockbox, you know,
so the ordinance,
whoever can be in there.
Sorry to interrupt your time. The ordinance defines short-term rental platform as an entity that provides a platform through which unaffiliated parties offer to rent a short-term rental to an occupant and collects consideration for the rental from that occupant. So it would be online specific. That to me is what a platform is, but I suppose you could always argue that it could be a newspaper or something like that.
Well,
but
so what you're asking
somebody
for?
Somebody said Facebook Marketplace.
So I want to remind you again, what you're asking for is different than what you can do if you live there. Because if you live there, you don't get to say anything. You don't get any say about this.
If that's your
primary premise,
right.
And you rent that out, then you don't have any say, so who stays there anyway? So asking us to impose stronger regulations on personal property is kind of where we're at, and so that's what we're voting on.
So this takes it all the way back to when the whole Mellon Camp thing kind of kickstarted this thing. Then there were neighbors who were concerned about, okay, so for instance, for someone to stay in that place, they will have to be qualified through Airbnb because that's going to be...
You're just repeating things you've already said.
Yes.
So
because nothing's being done about it.
Well, it's for us to discuss. You're conveying your concerns. Do you have something new?
Well, I guess...
Do you have something new to add to the conversation?
Clarifying if that's what this platform means, because now we still don't have an answer. Again, last time it was somebody mentioned it could be Marketplace. Now I'm hearing it may or may not be Marketplace, which is up for interpretation. I think before you put it in completely, you don't leave it up for interpretation, because when you leave it up for interpretation, then it's up for interpretation based on the individual and not what the ordinance actually says.
Do you have anything else?
I mean, that's kind of a question.
But well, no, you get comments. You don't necessarily get to ask us questions, and so that's what I'm asking. Do you have something new, or can we move on with the meeting?
Let's clarify this.
Like
such
Mr. Wheeler's
as. Such as gives us the opportunity that we don't have to go back every 6 months or a year when another rental site pops up.
Right.
Because then we'll have to continually go back and say, well, now it's VRBO and Airbnb and this and this and this. If we do a such as, it envelopes all of that. That way we don't have to continue to go back and say this one, this one, and this one. So if somebody puts one on a different site, they can get away with it.
Right, but I'm being told it's not about websites at this point. It can literally be such as if I walk around with a shirt that says, hey, contact me at this number for short-term rental.
Then you're advertising that as not your not where you reside, but renting it out.
Right, and so I have to get a permit for it, but I'm just wanting to know, is that what this allows people to do, or
no.
Do people?
No, it specifically says short-term rental platform sites. So
okay.
It's got to be web-based with that specific purpose for short-term rental.
Okay.
Web-based. Sorry, I just saw.
So would Marketplace qualify?
I would
no
say no.
Checks.
That's not the primary function of
okay.
Facebook.
Okay.
So I would say no.
Okay, well, see, that's clarification. And last time it wasn't clarified, so thank you. I don't have anything else at this point. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was brought up to me from someone else that the state does have a website that I would encourage that when these inspections are done, that the addresses be entered onto that website. It also is good for the city, for tourism in the city as well, but also helps track the innkeeper's tax because, as everyone knows, no matter what business you have, you can't outrun the IRS. So they have a tracking procedure, and so I thought if we could find a place for that to be recorded, that way it's easily found in each community. I've also looked at a couple other things across the state because, it's, you know, our state is... We have our own laws. And the only county that seems to have any issue with short-term rentals right now is Brown County. Because of the number of, the lack of population, I guess, so the lack of homes. So they, and it's a tourism county. So they do have a problem with businesses, conglomerates, purchasing property and then taking away some things. So I agree with this ordinance, but I definitely think it's something that we should keep an eye on to see how it progresses. I don't think that we're in a tourism hotspot. I don't think people talk about driving to see the colors of Jackson County or anything like that, but I would take careful consideration as to how this progresses in the future.
I think we talked about that earlier too. We don't know of too many things that are going to bring in Oktoberfest, maybe a few things, and that may grow larger and larger, but I agree we need to keep an eye on it, and we've got something in place now I think that can get us where we at least need to get started and go from there.
But I'm going to piggyback off that the opposite way and say I don't think it's needed. I mean, how many do we have?
Well, if we have one, then it would be needed.
How many?
It's not that it's needed, it was just bypassing the fact that you have to get a variance. That's
Yeah.
being able to do what, if you want to do it at your house, you can do it legally. If you don't own the house, this is allowing you to legally operate the same way without getting a variance. That's really what the bulk of this is about.
It's probably more strenuous, or what word am I looking for? It's more...
More stringent than a variance at this point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because a variance doesn't require an inspection.
Yeah.
It's setting some groundwork to where anyone interested in doing this does not have to come back for a variance each and every scenario. And variances are decided by Board of Zoning Appeals after going to Plan Commission.
And I think we're better to have a toe in the water than not have a toe in the water. So yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I think Zach Brown was talking about that.
Any other questions? Hearing none, then I would ask that ordinance number 14, council bill number 28, pass first time, second reading.
First, second reading for the first, yeah.
Second.
It'll be the first vote on it.
Second
for the first time. Okay, I have a motion and a second for the passing of ordinance 1428 for the first time. Mr. Story.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham. Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yeah.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Motion passes 6-1.
Nothing further.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wheeler?
I have nothing.
Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early?
No.
On to new business. Mr. Story?
No.
Mr. Cunningham?
No.
Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Hackney?
No.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Early?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to introduce resolution number 17, council bill
33,
thank you. Motion and a second to introduce resolution 17, council bill 33. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Resolution number 17, council bill number 33, resolution of the Common Council of the City of Seymour, Indiana, approving a tax abatement for Walmart for real estate improvements to be located in Seymour, Indiana. Back to you, Mr.
This is for a 10-year tax abatement request for the construction-related costs associated with the supply chain enhancements at the Walmart DC facility. Again, as we heard earlier, this retains the 914 jobs. This one is an estimated $5 million project on the real estate improvement section of the request. Do I have any questions from the council? Do I have any from the audience?
Seth, this is for the personal property, right?
This is the real property.
Real estate.
Real property. Okay.
This is for the real estate property. Seeing no questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 17, Council Bill 33.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve 1733. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
And Mr. Early?
Yes.
1733 passes 7-0.
I'd like to make another motion to introduce Resolution number 18, Council Bill 34.
Second.
Motion and a second to introduce resolution number 18, council bill number 34. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson? Yes. And Mr. Early?
Yes.
Resolution number 18, council bill number 34, resolution of the Common Council of the City of Seymour, Indiana, approving a tax abatement for Walmart for qualified personal property.
Yeah, this is the personal property side of the request of the 10-year tax abatement request. This is for the supply chain, material handling, logistics distribution, IT equipment. This one's for a $103 million projected investment. Again, retaining the 914 jobs and project to begin maybe this year, but scheduled for January 1st of 2024, calendar year 2024. Any questions from the council? Any from the audience? Seeing none, I'd like to make a motion to introduce resolution, or pass resolution number 18, Council Bill 34.
Motion and second to pass 1834. Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham? Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Resolution number 18, Council Bill number 34, passes first and only reading, 7-0.
No further new business.
Okay. Last chance, Mr. Early. Miscellaneous from council. Miscellaneous from the audience. Lovebirds? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.